What I'm doing is I'm using, with the aid of this rose quartz pendulum, to douse Kim's aura to see if I can find any imbalances. And first we start at the crown aura, which is just above the head. And we can, from this is where the energy of the heavens, of the cosmos, enters into Kim's aura.
But the waves grew bigger, stronger and growled.
Dawn Meadows has been a practicing witch since she was 18. She told me that many witches believe in healing, and dousing my aura is one way of finding out which energies need to be healed.
Right, and then we go to the heart chakra, which is emerald green. Not quite as active as the throat, which again we would expect, one wouldn't want to go around with too open a heart chakra. Be wide open to have your heart broken. we wouldn't want the chakras to be wide open. And all the pendulum does is just to let us know, and if we found that certain of them were too open, look at the techniques of visualization that we can use to close them a bit, not make one so susceptible to all the outside influences of life.
You may be surprised to hear that more and more women have become interested in witchcraft. Witches haven't had a very good press over the centuries. They've been burnt at the stake, and they've been portrayed as evil in numerous stories and horror films. But Dawn believes they've been misrepresented.
Through the ages, the so-called witches were the wise women. They were the healers. They were the ones who helped with the birthing of the ordinary people, and sometimes the nobility as well. And they helped the laying out when they died. So they were on the edge of society, because they dealt with those things that people don't like to think about. They dealt with those bits that were women's thing, apart from, you know, the laying out. But it was always women who did the laying out when somebody died.
It's this focus on femininity that's drawing increasing numbers of women to the religion. According to Dawn, it's a very empowering faith.
We do have a representation of the goddess. So she's almost like a perfected woman. And we would try to bring those qualities through understanding and meditating and worshipping, for better form, the goddess, that it brings about a stronger relationship with the divine feminine. So becoming a stronger female rather than casting off the female to try and become more like a male. It's about really appreciating the strength that is female, the qualities that are female.
But one of the fundamentals of witchcraft is harmony. Being at harmony with the energies of the earth, with other people and with yourself.
I believe there is an energy that actually permeates everything. And rather than it being a god that created life, I believe in an ever-creating energy of life. Not that it, you know, it suddenly wasn't, then it was, that it's ever unfolding, and that we are part of that cycle of life.